The Republicans came to Tampa, then the Democrats came to Charlotte. Now, with the conventions behind the two parties, both have come to New Hampshire. Earlier today, President Obama held his first post-convention campaign event in Portsmouth. Later tonight, Mitt Romney holds a rally at Holman Stadium in Nashua. NHPR's Josh Rogers was on hand for the president's event, and he joins me now with some of what he saw. Hi, Josh.
Good afternoon, Brady.
It was the president, First Lady Michelle Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, Dr. Jill Biden. Why such an all-hands-on-deck moment today in Portsmouth?
Well, they were all leaving the convention in Charlotte, of course. And, you know, you didn't mention Senator Shaheen was there, Governor Lynch, First Lady Susan Lynch. And, you know, all told, the collective grew a crowd of about 6,000 people. And, you know, I guess the thinking was to take some of the sort of celebratory vibe of the convention on the road. And, you know, after the stop at Strawberry Bank, the Obamas and the Bidens were off to campaign in Iowa. I do think the bottom line was that they're out to highlight that, you know, the election is drawing close. Labor Day is come and gone. And to punctuate the fact that states like Iowa and New Hampshire may decide this race at the rate we're going.
Now, you mentioned that Governor Lynch was on hand. And I've read reports that the Obama campaign may feature the governor in some direct mail in the next few weeks. Is this sort of a New Hampshire version of how the president has brought Bill Clinton into the race, using a popular surrogate to try to reach voters who he's had trouble reaching himself?
Well, there's certainly something to that. It may sound obvious, but Governor Lynch remains quite popular in New Hampshire. In a WMUR poll taken last month, the governor's local approval rating stood at 67%. President Obama's was at 47%. And it was interesting to see the governor at this rally, because it's not really his style to do this sort of thing. And, you know, the speech he gave today, he introduced President Obama. The speech he gave, you know, wasn't much of a stem winder. Not that he's good at giving those, but, you know, at times it sounded almost like a state of the state address. Lots of statistics, lots of touting of, you know, how New Hampshire is fantastic. And, you know, while President Obama reprised some of the stuff he said in Charlotte last night, you know, he did get the crowd worked up at times. His speech wasn't exactly soaring either. It spent a lot of time on bread and butter issues, you know, college affordability, energy, preserving Medicare, you know, at least attempting to justify the job numbers that came out that certainly weren't what the administration was hoping for. But it did seem like it was a reach towards independent voters as well as core Democrats. And the president, you know, he's going to need both of them to win.
As we mentioned, Mitt Romney is set to speak tonight in Nashua, but he's been popping up all over New Hampshire already this week. What's he been doing, and what might we hear from Romney and some other Republicans tonight?
Well, Governor Romney was in Vermont for a number of days preparing for the upcoming presidential debates, and he was ducking over the border to New Hampshire. He met with some veterans in West Lebanon. He also did some interviews, you know, sort of keeping a counter narrative to the convention. He's going to be rallying people in Nashua, and I think we're likely to hear a great deal about the disappointing job numbers and how this reaffirms his message that President Obama hasn't done a good job in being a steward of the economy.
All right, Josh, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Brady.
That's NHPR's Josh Rogers.